All right. Well, we're going to go right into our word. Patricia Haley, you go right ahead and let's just go into it. We'll go to commercial and come back and you just put the icing on the cake.
Amen. Well, I'm just grateful to God to be here. Thank you, Lori, for asking me to come and fellowship today, and Lady Lisa. And yes. I'll just have to say, really, for me, being here is really like a miracle. I mean, for many years, I felt God drawing me deeper into the ministry. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like I was running from the calling. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't running towards it.
Okay. Mm.
So when people would ask me to speak, you know, sometimes I would say yes if I couldn't come up with a good excuse. Mm. You know, I mean, fear often held me back from letting God truly guide me and use me in the way that he wanted. It was fear of failure, fear of what people might say or think, or fear of judgment, and the list goes on and on. Mm. But like you were talking about that conference, the National Christian Women's Conference in San Diego, you know, it really was life-changing for me, because in that conference, I heard God speak to my spirit one morning, and I felt he was saying that if I could get past my fear, then I could be of use for the kingdom.
That's right.
And that really stuck with me. In that conference, I decided that I was going to yield my will to the Lord say yes to whatever God calls me to do, with or without fear.
Wow.
And I'm certain that other people listening, you know, are in that same place where, you know, fear and doubt are holding you back from truly stepping out into a new place where God is calling you, whether it's professionally, spiritually, physically, financially, even romantically.
Mm.
And fear is real, you know, and if you're not careful, it can bind you and keep you from fulfilling your calling and ultimately your destiny. And so when you asked me to bring the word, you know, of several weeks ago, the first thing was my flesh and my fear want to say no, but my spirit said yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
My spirit said yes. And my husband, who I love dearly, Jeffrey Glass, who I know he's listening, he and my daughter. And, you know, Jeffrey was like, babe, you know, that Sunday, June 11th, is going to be the first Sunday we get back from vacation. You sure you want to do that? And now he's just being a good husband. And it really resonated with me, because I was like, I was already thinking that. I'm like, ooh, well, you know, I can't really do it on June 11th because I'll just be getting back. So that could be a good excuse, like, why I couldn't do it. I'm like, I could. But again, my spirit said, nope, stop.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If God calls you to do something, why are you trying to make it convenient for me?
That's right.
Me?
Jesus. That's right.
Who am I to make it convenient for me to obey the Lord?
Oh, my goodness.
I said, okay, Lord, well, if you're telling me that I need to speak, then I'm just going to say yes. Mm. And, you know, and I just decided to do it. And just the thought, you know, of not being obedient to God is something that I decided that I wasn't going to do. So, because I had even looked at the calendar, and I looked at other Sundays to see what might be more convenient. It's like, no, that's just not going to work. Just say yes to God. Just say yes to God.
Yes.
And let him do the rest.
Amen.
Say yes and let him do the rest.
All right.
And that's where I was.
All right.
And so now one of the things I really want to talk about today is, what are you afraid of?
Yes.
What's holding you back from doing what God has called you to do?
That's
you know,
good.
God has deposited in our, he's deposited so many things in us, gifts and talents and dreams and promises.
Yes.
Dreams not just for us, but dreams for our children, dreams for our children's children.
Mm-hmm.
But we're afraid often to step out. To step out and really pursue those things that we know that we want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things we even know that we're capable of doing, we're just afraid to step out.
Right.
So that's what I want to talk about today, of how we can move to that place of being fearless
yes.
Jesus,
in God
fearless.
And doing
Hallelujah.
What he has called us to do
yes,
and creating, letting us do those
yes,
things
me,
that he has purposed us to do.
Amen.
So I'm gonna start with prayer, though, because I just want God to cover and just lay the foundation, okay?
Praise God.
Father, I just thank you for this day and this opportunity. I thank you for every person that's listening, Lord God. I thank you that Father, you would move me out of the way, that you have allowed me to be here for this purpose to use me, but Father, that the Holy Spirit, you would just flow down and you would just say the words, Father. I just will open my mouth and I will just let you lead and guide and bless your people, Father, that somebody would be blessed, that they would receive a word of encouragement today, Lord God, a word of encouragement or challenge, whatever it is you have for them. But Father, let me not stand in the way. Let me, even if I stammer and stutter, Lord God, over words, let it not hinder your people from receiving what it is you have for them. I thank you, Father, that this message that you have deposited in me will come out, Lord God, and produce the harvest that you have established for your people, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
so
God.
This concept of fear that binds us and holds us back from doing and accomplishing many things, You know, some people are in a job that they should have left 10 years ago because they're afraid to step out. Mm-hmm. Some people are dating, and I'm talking about single people, not talking about married people. People that are dating or in a relationship, they should have been out of 5 years ago. Wow. There's no fruit there, but they have afraid to step out. They've got, just gotten comfortable. Mm-hmm. People driving cars that, you know, it costs more in maintenance than it does
to,
than the to payment,
get a new
but you're afraid
car.
To step out.
Jesus.
You know, there are people that's been in the church for 40 years, and you still haven't figured out what ministry God has called you to participate in.
Jesus.
You know, you're still trying to figure out. He's called you to leave the church cafeteria that you've been working in and to go out to the nursing home or the prison, but you still have not decided to step out. Why is that? Mm-hmm. You know, when you can't answer the phone when the doctor calls because you're afraid to hear the report.
Wow. Jesus.
You know, what is that? Mm-hmm. Some have been talking about going back to school for 20 years, mm-hmm. and you still mm-hmm. haven't picked up the first catalog to see what classes are available.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you're scrambling for crumbs mm-hmm. when God has given you an idea for an entrepreneurial venture
wow.
or
Lord.
For different ways,
yes,
gift
Lord.
Things
Thank
to launch to make more money.
Yes.
Why don't you step out? In a word, it's fear.
It's fear.
Jesus.
And I'm not talking about the kind of fear of your fear of something happening to you. I'm talking about the kind of fear that holds you back, like I said, from fulfilling your potential and your destiny.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because when you think about it, for fear to keep us so bound and preventing so many people from going to the next level in their lives, it must be a very powerful force.
Yes, it is.
Mm. And all of us have fear sometimes. I mean, I feel fear in preparing for this message. I'm walking in the door today was in fear.
Jesus.
I'm sitting here in fear.
Lord help.
But it does not matter because all I got to do is just show up.
Yes, hallelujah.
I got to show up. And this fear of failing, like I said, fear of what people will say. So exactly what is fear? And I'm going to tell you what the dictionary says.
Mm-hmm.
The dictionary, not the Bible. I'm saying just the dictionary, mm-hmm. what it says. The dictionary says fear is an unpleasant emotion
mm-hmm.
caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous,
yeah.
likely to cause pain or a threat, makes you reluctant, and makes you unwilling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Jesus,
like
so
I said, emotion
mm-hmm.
that you're something dangerous is going to happen, but more importantly, that it causes you to be reluctant and unwilling. So fear is a belief in something being threatening or causing you to be unwilling and reluctant. And I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not talking about just scary things mm-hmm, coming up. I'm mm-hmm. talking about you not being able to fulfill your destiny or
yes.
your full potential. And in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know
the plans
I have for you, declares the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to prosper you
mm-hmm.
and not harm you. Plans
Jesus.
To give you hope and a future."
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that promise that God has made, and we know it, many of us have heard it, many of us will not realize those promises in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We will not realize that God has plans to prosper
us yes,
and
Lord.
Not harm us.
Yes,
plans
Lord.
To give you hope and
yes.
a future.
And
a lot of times it's fear that holds us back from realizing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I told you what fear is in the dictionary. Now I'm going to tell you what almighty, because we said God is almighty,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So the
right.
dictionary says the word almighty is having complete power, very great, enormous.
Mm.
Now the dictionary also says for faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Okay?
Mm.
So I've told you what fear is.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you what almighty stands mm-hmm. for and what faith. So mm-hmm. I'm going to put them all together.
Yes,
uh-oh.
Yes.
Put
it together.
Okay. God is almighty
mm-hmm.
with complete power,
mm-hmm.
very great
yes, Lord,
and enormous.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a dictionary saying, okay? I hadn't even gotten to what the Bible said about
all
it.
All right.
Okay. But for those who believe in God
mm-hmm.
and live by faith,
mm-hmm.
then that means we have complete trust or confidence in him, the one who is almighty,
yes!
with complete power,
yes.
very great
yes.
and enormous, right?
Yes,
then if we have complete confidence by faith
it.
In almighty God,
mm-hmm.
who has complete power,
yes.
then what are we so afraid of?
Yes. Ah, that summed it up.
What's holding us back from
yes.
stepping
Lord
out
Jesus.
By faith and doing great things
right.
for the kingdom?
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Releasing
God.
Those things that
yes,
God
Lord.
Has put in
Hallelujah.
You. You don't have to be a
Hallelujah.
Preacher or
yes,
a teacher.
God.
You don't have
Thank
to be. It could be that you're just the person that's supposed to go
right.
and help just encourage somebody who's going through a tough time. My Aunt Lottie, who's gone, bless her heart, has gone and been gone many years. Aunt Lottie used to, her gift was she could cook. She
mm-hmm.
could cook like nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet potato pies, bless her
mm.
heart. She would cook those pies. And I can't tell you how many times she blessed me with a pie. Just the fact that she was thinking about me every time I would come home
mm-hmm.
from college or from wherever I live,
mm-hmm.
and she'd have a pie for me, that blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
People have gifts. And
yes.
you just have to step out in those gifts and fully utilize all that God has given you. Don't think about the big things. Like someone asked, oh, I said, I'm going to be ministering. They said, well, are you going to get your license? I said, your
mm-hmm.
preacher license. I said, I don't even know anything about all of that. All I know is that God told me to be here today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all I got to worry about. That's all I got to worry about. I don't have to get ahead of myself.
Amen.
Just stay with God.
Yes, right, stay right. with God.
Stay with God.
Hallelujah.
So why are we so afraid to step out of our comfort zones and get to know our neighbors and our coworkers? Why do we struggle with witnessing the people? I mean, you don't have to be a preacher, like I said, to tell God how he blessed you through your surgery,
yes.
you know, or your illness, or that he restored your marriage,
yes,
or that he gave you victory over an addiction you had years ago.
Jesus.
You know, you don't have to be a preacher to tell him that, you know, when you were out of work, he met all your financial
yes,
needs.
Lord. Mm-hmm.
How he
Hallelujah.
Gave you peace during a family matter.
Yes.
Or how
the
you
Almighty.
Almighty. Mm-hmm. Or how you could sell your house quickly, even during the down times during the recession,
mm-hmm.
you know, or that he helped you through a sad time when one of your loved ones died, but you were still able to get up the next morning. You were able to get up each day until you got to some place of peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you got to share is just what God has done for you and not be afraid. But we're afraid to do that. Why do we panic at the first sign of a struggle in our lives?
Mm.
Why? And I'll talk about why because I know we have to take our break.
Mm-hmm.
So you want
so we're coming.
At,
we're coming back with the why.
She know when we got to take the break.
Why?
We're gonna come back with the why.
We're coming back with the why.
Jesus.
That was wonderful.
Ooh.
I know all of our listeners. I know that you are somewhere, somehow, something inside of you Ooh. Is connecting with this word on this
Amen.
Morning. So don't touch your dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're coming back with Miss Patricia Haley Glass.
Amen.
She's gonna tell you about the why.
All right. Now we're getting to the why. The why. Go ahead, girl.
That's right.
Why.
So before the break, we talked about what is it that's holding us back? What's keeping you so afraid of stepping out and releasing the gifts and talents that God has given you and really truly moving into your destiny?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say in the 23rd Psalms, King David said that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, meaning God,
yes.
are with me.
Mm-hmm.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was saying is even in my darkest hour, my mm-hmm. tough time, my times mm-hmm. of despair,
mm-hmm.
God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not new revelation. Many mm-hmm. people, we all know Psalms 23. We've
yes.
read it many times.
Right.
And we know that it says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yet we hold back from stepping out, even when we feel that God has spoken to us and is leading us in certain directions.
Right.
And again, we're back to why.
Mm-hmm.
Because when fear kicks in, it's bold, it's binding, it's crippling,
Jesus.
And it doesn't even always make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to realize that there's only three reasons why fear holds us back from realizing our destiny.
Wow.
From fulfilling our individual callings, from fully utilizing all the God-given gifts that we've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So three reasons. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Number one. Fear holds us back because we haven't accepted the Lord as our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not under the protective wings
Uh-oh.
Of God. That's number one.
Mm-mm.
And that applies to some people. Now, many people on the radio say, well, I've accepted the
God.
Lord. I know
right.
the Lord. Okay. So if you've accepted the Lord, then if you're in fear and fear is holding you back, it's because you don't truly know who he is.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We know that he's almighty,
Woo,
but that means you don't
Lord.
Understand that right. when he says almighty, he has all power.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Able to move mountains
Jesus.
And to part seas.
Yes,
that
he
owns
will.
Cattle
Jesus,
on a thousand
Jesus.
Hills.
Hallelujah.
And that he can meet every earthly and heavenly need
yes, he
that
can.
You
yes,
have.
Yes, he can. Yes.
So if you are, if fear is crippling you and keeping holding you back, that means either, like I said, you don't know him as your Savior.
Amen.
Or you
Amen.
Don't, you know him, you've accepted him, but you don't know who
no,
he is.
Yes, right.
Or number three, you've accepted him, you know his ability,
mm-hmm.
but you don't believe that the promises that he has for you are true.
Jesus.
Yes, yes,
you don't
yes,
believe
yes, yes.
the promises
Ooh,
that
God.
He has for you
Amen.
Are true.
Amen.
Because remember we said back in Jeremiah, what he says, I have plans for you.
Yes.
Right?
Hallelujah.
You don't believe
God.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either not accepting Christ as your Savior,
yes,
or you're not knowing who God is or what he's capable
yes,
of,
yes.
Yes.
or you're
Ooh,
simply
Jesus.
Not trusting him.
That's right, not trusting
and
him.
And any of
that's
that
it.
Creates a breeding ground
mm-hmm.
for fear
yes.
in our lives.
That's right.
And you have to know that fear robs you of a full life.
Yes, it does. It
fear leads to unfulfilled dreams and promises.
Jesus.
Fear leads to failure.
Mm.
Fear is like a big boulder standing in the way of your destiny. Unless you move it, you can't complete your course.
Jesus.
Not in the fullness in the
right.
way that God would want
right.
you.
Right,
Amen.
Right.
But
uh-oh.
I have great news.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Talk about it.
In 2 Timothy 1:7,
uh-huh.
God has not given us a spirit of
fear
but of power, love, and a sound
yes.
mind.
Yes.
2 Timothy 1:7, write it down, meditate
yes.
on it, read
yes.
it. If
Jesus.
You don't know it, get to know it.
Jesus.
God has not given us a spirit of fear but of power, love,
yes.
and a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
So if God didn't
Jesus.
Give you fear,
uh-huh.
then
you don't
does
have to hold
from?
On to it.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You're not obligated
to
hold on to it.
Amen.
emotion, and which even when the definition when I read about it, fear is an emotion. I think emotion, because fear is powerful. Mm-hmm. But the emotion of fear has to bow down to the word of God and his promises. It has to bow down. Woo, and according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, if Christ is in us, we have the ability to bring every thought into captivity.
Yes.
And I'm just going to believe that means emotions too. Mm-hmm. We can bring everything into captivity, so that means we can control. We have control over fear.
That's right. That's right.
A few weeks ago, we were getting ready for my daughter's graduation party. And we were all excited and everything, getting everything together. And we have two cats. And one of our cats, our cat, Big, we call him Big Boy. He's not that big, really, but he's Big Boy. But all of a sudden, we couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. You know, and we looked. I mean, it was me, my husband, my daughter, and my mother-in-law, who was visiting, was at the time for the party. We looked everywhere. And I said we looked everywhere. I mean, we looked in places like the cat, where the cat you knew couldn't even fit. I mean, little boxes, you know, everywhere, drawers. We looked everywhere throughout the entire house, under every bed, under every sofa, in every closet, in every nook and cranny in the house. We did it for about 30 to 45 minutes. We looked everywhere, and you could feel the anxiety and fear bubbling up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, my poor daughter, she's in there, you know, practically tears in her eyes, because I'm thinking, how are we going to go and celebrate her at a party? And she know her look, the cat's gone. And I'm thinking our cats don't go outside. We don't have outside cats. So the cat may have gotten out when we opened the door. Maybe he's outside, and, you know, he's not equipped for the outside, you know, little thing. He ain't going to last long. So we're thinking the cat is gone. And I'm thinking, how can we celebrate? And I wasn't even feeling any festive. But I said, you know what? I said, okay, we looked for about 45 minutes and we just stopped. And then I went into my office and fear wanted to grip me. And I said, you know what? I said, no. I said, no, not this time. Other times maybe, but not this time. I said, Lord, I said, nothing is lost to you. Nothing is lost.
I don't know
where this cat is. I don't know where this cat is, but I put a demand on it that this cat will be found in the name of Jesus. Because,
hallelujah.
Father, nothing is lost. I serve you. Nothing is lost. Amen. Even this cat, I call it in. And I kid you not, as sure as I'm sitting here, Lord knows he is my eternal witness. I looked at my office door and the cat came sashaying up to my door like had nothing happened.
Jesus.
Like nothing happened. And to this day, we don't know where that cat was, but God knew.
Yes, but God knew.
And I'll say, even those that are listening, that, Jesus, you know, believing for loved ones who are lost, whether it's your children, your grandchildren, your family, friends who have not accepted Christ, and you're believing for them, you know what? But if God can restore a cat,
Jesus,
what more for his children?
Yes.
And what more for his children's
children?
So I'm going to say, you got to believe and trust
Lord
God
Jesus.
And call it in.
Call it.
That's not even part of my message. I'm just throwing that one in for
free. That's good. Praise God. That's good. That's part of the message.
But you know,
amen.
But you know, Jesus, and that you and really, God, you don't have to panic when fear wants to grip you. You don't have to panic. In that moment, I realized that fear and faith can't operate at the same time.
They can't.
Not both at 100%.
No.
You may have some more fear, less faith. More faith, less fear. But they can't operate 100%. So I realized that, you know what? If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to move towards the faith side.
Yes.
I'm going to move through. That's where I'm going to get my victory.
Amen.
And so I just thank God because, you know, and it doesn't mean that I've arrived. I have my fears, clearly. I'll tell you, I can believe God for big things, but some of the little things, like people that know me and close to me, they know I'm afraid of bees and wasps and all that. I mean, I have my issues. And when I was in my 20s, my mother, Fannie Haley, she'll tell you, a couple times, a bee got in my car when I was back still here. And I literally... Thank God he allowed me to have the presence of mind to put the car in gear. But I literally got out of the car, left the car on the top of the street in the middle of the intersection, and I got out. And this is way back before cell phones. So I had to go to a payphone, call my mother, and have her send one of my brothers, Fred or Eric, over to come and get the car because I was not getting back in the car. It happened more than one time. More than one time. You know, and it's ridiculous, you know. But that was my fear. But see, what's different then about now is that back then, I accepted the Lord. I knew the Lord. But I didn't know that the Almighty God had the power to allow that bee to come right up to me and put a wall between me and that bee and demand that bee not to touch me. I didn't know the power of God then.
I didn't know that if
God needed to send a legion of angels to protect me from even a single bee,
Jesus,
that he had the power and the ability and the will to do it.
Say it. Say it.
That's what I didn't know.
That's what
I didn't know then.
Jesus.
But you know,
Go ahead, Patricia.
And I'll still say, look, to be truthful, I'm still afraid of bees.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to call my mother anymore. I just call my husband.
Oh, my.
And I'm kidding, but no, it's actually true.
Right, right.
But what does that say? It says that I know who God is, uh-huh. what he's capable of, uh-huh. and believe him by faith, yet I still have fears.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And this message today is as much for me as it is for you. So guess what? There are times when you just have to step out even in fear.
Yes, do it afraid.
Do it anyway. Ooh. If you can't bind that emotion afraid. Of fear, because that's all it is, if you can't bind that emotion, mm-hmm. if you can't shove that fear out of your mind, then step out anyway.
Amen.
Fear is no reason to miss out on what God has
yes.
for you.
Say
that's
it.
It's
yes.
no reason to miss that's out.
Say
so my like my new mission, my motto is, like I said, say yes and let God do the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Say
Amen.
Yes.
That's what you have to do.
So, and make no mistake. Adversity will come even to the seasoned believers. Mm-hmm. We know that because mm-hmm. in 1 Samuel 30, chapters, verses 1 through 8, King David's camp had been attacked mm-hmm. and everything was burned to the ground. Mm-hmm. Even his two wives were taken.
Yes, say that.
And the Bible says that David wept until all his strength
yes,
was gone.
Yes, yes.
And you think about it, has there ever been a time when there's been a certain circumstance or situation that's had you down and you feel like everything was gone from you, that all your strength was gone. Mm-hmm. I know that I have. I know mm-hmm. that there have been times where you just can't get past a certain thing. You know, it's overwhelming you.
Mm-hmm.
But for David, even the other men in the camp wanted to stone David. Yeah. They're like, you got us in this mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm.
And but it says, the Bible says that he found strength in the Lord
yes,
his God.
Yes, he did.
And I'm paraphrasing in verse 8, because God encouraged David. And as you read on into 2 Samuel, you find out that God avenged David. Mm-hmm. Everything that was lost was restored, including his two wives, plus some extra stuff.
Jesus.
Plus some extra stuff.
Yes, he Man. Did.
So just like David, yes, just like did. David trusted God to restore him, I trusted God to find our cat.
Yes.
You know, the little things.
Yes.
And so in 2 Samuel 4:9, it says, David says, as surely as the Lord lives, who has delivered me out of all trouble,
mm-hmm.
not some trouble, not
all
partial trouble,
trouble
the Bible says trouble. All
Jesus.
Trouble. Why can David profess such a thing?
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because it gets back to where I first began the message. David possessed three things.
Mm-hmm.
He had accepted God as his father.
Mm-hmm.
He knew who the Almighty God was and what he was capable
mm-hmm.
of doing. And lastly, David trusted God's word, direction, and promises as he stayed under the protective covering.
Mm-hmm.
That's why David was able to see so many wonderful things. And if you read David's story, you'll see that he was overwhelmed with fear. He should have been overwhelmed with fear
mm-hmm.
because Saul was always after him trying to take his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Others, including his son, others
Jesus.
Were always after him. He was always running and hiding and trying
Amen.
to get away, trying to, you know, sustain his life. But David teaches us that no matter how dreary or tough it got, no matter what seemed lost, no matter how others mocked him, no matter how fearful he was, David trusted God.
He trusted Amen. The Lord.
Because of that, David was rewarded over Woo! And over by God.
Yes, 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 yes.
King David was known as a man after God's own heart. Even
Amen.
In spite of his own failures, he
yes.
was known as a man after God's own heart. So my profession for us is mm-hmm. that what God did for King David, he will do for us.
Yes, he Amen. Will. Yes, he will.
He will do for us. So you don't have to be running That's around in fear. Not just because somebody chasing you or trying yes. to take you down, but just, again, fear that's holding you back from doing those things that God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So before we close, I want to give you 7 tips on how to stop letting fear hold you back mm-hmm. from fulfilling your purpose on earth
mm-hmm.
and achieving great things in the Lord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior so you can be under the protective covering. That's
Amen.
Number 1. That's foundation. Okay,
Amen.
It's the foundation. Then number 2, you have to get to know the Lord.
Yes.
Know who he
know
is.
Yes.
If you knew him and what he's capable of,
you wouldn't be afraid.
You wouldn't be,
right,
you wouldn't
right,
be worried.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Remember, he's almighty,
yes.
all power.
Yes, yes.
And you
Lord.
Say, well, how do I get to know him? You pray, you fast, you read the word, you give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit sometimes quiet and let him talk to you. Learn to hear his voice.
Yes.
Recognize his voice. And when he says, when he tells you to move or do a certain thing, don't just say, oh, I'm too busy. Because really, if you're busy on earth, what are you doing on earth that requires you to be so busy that you don't have time to do what God's called you to do?
Mm.
What possibly could you be doing
Amen.
That's more important than God's,
yes.
than God's
Amen.
Purpose
that's
and calling?
Right.
Wow.
So number 1, like I said, accept the Lord. And number 2, get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And number 3, when trouble, fear, and anxiety try to grip you, pray and keep praying until your mm-hmm. breakthrough comes.
Jesus, amen.
Just keep on praying.
Keep on praying.
Sometimes that breakthrough is just a sense of peace.
Ooh, I love that.
Your situation
yes.
might not be resolved, but peace might be the best
mm-hmm.
gift that God's going to give you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So number 4, we're getting there. We're getting to the end. When in fear, worry, doubt, or confusion, and all those are in the same family. Just let me say that. Fear mm-hmm. is the grandparent. Yeah. Worry is the uncle. Doubt is the aunt. And confusion is a cousin. They're all related.
Jesus.
Okay?
Oh my God.
So when that family rolls up on you and you don't know what to do,
hallelujah.
Speak the word yes. is God's
hallelujah.
Language.
Hallelujah.
Speak the yes. word is God's language.
Amen.
My Father, which art in heaven,
say
hallowed
it.
Be thy
hallelujah,
name.
Jesus.
Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall yes, not want. Lord, in Deuteronomy 28:13, you said you will make me the head and not the
yes.
tail.
Yes,
if
yes,
I pay
yes.
attention to your commandments and carefully follow them, you will always put me at the top, never at the bottom. Mm. In Psalms 91:14, Father, you said that because I love you, you will rescue you. Rescue me. Mm-hmm. You will protect me.
That's
when I
right.
call you, you will answer. And Deuteronomy 31:6, Father, you told me to be strong and courageous.
Courageous.
You told me not to be afraid or terrified. You said
yes,
that you would go
it,
with
it,
me. You
yes,
said
Lord.
You will never leave or forsake me.
Jesus.
Speak the words
Lord.
Until you feel encouraged.
Yes.
And because God's word will not return Lord. Void.
That's right.
Let the word marinate in your spirit. Mm-hmm. Build up your spirit, man. So that when it's so when it's it will speak louder than your flesh
yes.
and
yes,
your
Lord.
Fear.
Yes.
Your spirit has to speak louder than
yes.
your fear. Put a demand on the word
yes,
and watch God deliver, because He will do what he promised
yes.
to
say
do.
It, say it,
he
say
is
it.
Not a liar. He will
yes.
do what He said He will do.
Yes, Lord.
So number five, speak into the atmosphere with authority. And according to Romans 4:17, call those things that are not as though they were.
Hey, glory
say,
to God.
I am at peace. Say, Father, I yield to your will. Father, I am your righteous. I am covered by the blood. No harm shall befall me. I trust you, God. I'm walking in anointing and favor. Speak those things. Speak them. Number six, remember what He's done for you already. Remember what He did for you before.
That's right.
When you were struggling before
yes.
financially, remember He brought you through?
Say
it's
it.
The same God. Ain't
yes,
that changed?
Is.
As a matter of fact, it should be easier because you already know.
No, yes.
You already
it.
Know.
Say it.
You already know how to bake
Amen.
That cake.
Amen.
Number seven, when all else fails and you can't shake fear, then step out and do what you have to do while in fear. Just
Jesus.
Be afraid and do it anyway.
Yes.
So if you're obedient to the call,
yes,
He will give you victory
mm-hmm.
on your job, in school, in your relationship, in your business endeavors, whatever it is.
Yes.
Just do it. Like
do
this
it.
Message, I'm just doing it afraid because
Jesus.
You know what? I don't have to worry. All I got to do is just be here. I don't have to worry about being a failure, embarrassed. I just got to do what God tells
That's
me
right.
to do,
Amen.
And He will step up. So the bottom line is that I'm here and yielding to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. If you want to have the fullness of God in your life and realize all that He has created you to be, you just got to step up in fear and do what God has said you do. Step out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care what other people say, because everybody's not going to know what God has put in your heart
right.
and what
That's
the promise
right.
He has for you.
That's right.
You do what God has given you for you, according to your faith.
Amen.
So in closing, I ask you, if the Almighty God in heaven is your Father
mm-hmm.
and He has all power
mm-hmm.
and He will never leave you nor forsake you
mm-hmm.
and you trust Him,
mm-hmm.
then I have to ask you, what are you afraid of?
What
Jesus.
Are you afraid of?
What's holding
yes.
you back from stepping out by faith and doing what God
Jesus.
Is calling you to
yes.
do? He has equipped you to do many things,
mm-hmm.
and you need to step out. Whatever it is, just do it. Somebody on this earth is waiting for you to set the example and step out of your comfort zone, even in fear, and do what God has called you to do. So this morning, I hope that something that's been said can encourage or challenge you to want more of God in your life daily.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Praise God.
That
was so good. Praise
Jesus.
God.
I thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
I thank you.
Praise
let's
God.
Just close in prayer, Father.
Ooh,
Father,
Jesus,
I just thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you,
that
Jesus.
You have allowed even my fear, Lord God,
yes.
to come under submission of
yes,
the
Lord.
Of the holiness of you, Father.
Yes, thank
that
you,
that,
Lord.
That did not limit me from coming
Hallelujah,
forth, Lord
Jesus.
God. Not because I need to be glorified or be in the limelight, but Father, I want my
Jesus.
Vessel to be used
yes,
by you
yes,
in
God.
Every way that, Father, that you can use me. And those that are listening, Father, they have gifts and talents and dreams and desires and promises that you have for them. Let them, Lord God, come to fruition. Let them boldly step out.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
It is you've called them to do.
Yes,
not just focus on great things, everything that you've called them to do, Lord God. Let them be full in you, Lord. We rebind and rebuke the spirit of fear, the emotion of fear, not
yes,
even fear, the emotion
yes,
of fear,
yes,
that
yes.
it would come into captivity, Lord God. That would not hinder anybody
yes,
from
Lord.
Doing all those things
yes,
that you've
God.
Created and called us to do. We claim it done this morning. That fear will no longer hold us back from those things that you've called us to do, even witnessing, Lord God, that we would not be afraid to step up and say
yes,
that my God is almighty,
yes,
all powerful, and He has free salvation for all of us. So I thank you, Father, that your children who are called by your name, Lord God, are hearing this. And Father, that they are blessed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Praise
oh,
God.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Praise God. Woo, what a wonderful
Jesus.
Word.
Thank you, Lord
what a wonderful
God.
Word this
Hallelujah,
morning.
Jesus.
I mean, you've just Amen. Been fed the word of
Amen.
God. And
thank
we just
Jesus.
Appreciate and thank Ms. Patricia Glass for coming with that word on today. I know so many
Jesus.
Of you could relate
Jesus.
To that message.
Yes,
and there
God.
Was a special part that touched you
yes,
on today.
Amen.
I love the scripture that she said,
Jesus,
Jeremiah 29
Hallelujah.
And 11.
I
for
know
I know the plans
Hallelujah,
that I have
Jesus.
For you, says the Lord. Plans
yes,
to prosper and
you.
Not harm you.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people
Hallelujah,
suffer with
Jesus.
Fear because they
That's
don't
true.
Know what God has
Amen.
Or what
Amen.
Is going to happen
Hallelujah,
to them.
Jesus.
But if you know the
Amen.
Word of God,
Hallelujah,
you know that the scripture goes
Hallelujah.
On to say
Woo!
To
Glory
give
God.
You an expected
Woo!
End.
Ah!
And so your end, it, God already knows your end. He's
Hallelujah.
Not surprised
Thank
by trials
Jesus.
And tribulations
mm-hmm.
that come your way.
Yes,
God is not surprised by that. You
Amen.
Have to put your trust in God.
Yes, God.
Fear, the acronym they say, is false evidence appearing real.
Yes, Lord.
And so F-E-A-R. So a lot of times the things that the enemy presents to us is false. It's not even real anyway.
Real.
It's a smoke
Amen.
Screen. It's That's a scare tactic.
Amen.
So today, get to know God. Make him your Lord and your Savior.
Amen.
Get to know him
Amen.
More than you knew him on yesterday.
Amen.
And then trust him with That's your life. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Trust him with your life. I love the word of God that came forth on this morning.
Ooh,
Amen.
Yes.
We
Jesus.
Thank you, Miss Patricia,
yes,
for
Lord,
that
Jesus.
Word. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you.
Amen.
Do not be dismayed, for I am God.
Amen.
I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand.
Amen.
Amen. It is him that
Amen.
Makes us righteous. He's with us in every single
yes.
thing
yes,
that
Lord.
We do.
Yes, Lord, Lord.
We thank God for all our listeners this morning.